Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, my. Well, we've got some things to talk about, don't we? 2 o'clock on a Monday. Great to have you aboard. A PSA of sorts. You probably will not hear me yell and scream. Full disclosure, battling a migraine. The timing couldn't be worse, but I'm not a punk like some people at this place, and I don't call in. So I'm going to do my damn job, but the decibel level might be a little off. There may be some roundabout points, like it may take a little longer to get to something, but I did wonder how and why would a migraine set in right about, you know, as I'm going to start my week, and I came to a conclusion what the cause is. It's probably from having D'Antonio's nuts draped over my head all weekend. That's probably a likely cause. That's a lot of pressure on one skull. Roberto, this better be good, because if you're getting in my way in the opening 10 minutes, I swear to God I'm not in the mood for it today.
Because of that, you're just saying you're going to be a little dim-witted today, maybe.
Yeah, or maybe just closer to you.
Okay.
Thank you. The point is, there's so much to unpack from the Michigan State side of things, and we'll get to Michigan. I told you, now listen, at least I got one thing right. I told you all week, you have nothing to lose, nothing to worry about. You're going to blow that team out. Wisconsin's terrible. Yippee, I got that right. But I got to focus on the state stuff. I, as a fan, have a hard time because I can't be anybody else. I'm just me. So I have this tortured relationship with my school where I have a pro sports mentality. I want to go to the playoff again. Once I got a taste of that, nothing else was going to live up to it. And my passion gets in the way. I think it's how I see things so clearly with U of M and how sometimes, and routinely now, let's just face it, I'm always going to end up looking stupid because D'Antonio can do what he did Saturday, and it's inexplicable. It really is. Think about a week ago. D'Antonio himself acknowledged this team had a bit of a, I don't want to say an attitude problem. They had low energy. And I told you, I had a buddy on the sideline. He goes, dude, these guys, they looked like they were beat with 6 minutes to go. And you lose a terrible game to Northwestern after you lost a terrible game to Arizona State. Then you go on the road to Penn State off a bye week. Off a bye week. And you're the walking wounded going into the game. And then you lose Sauer. And then Chambers is wearing a hamburger helper mitt. And then Lares Nelson gets dinged. And then Felton gets dinged. And Josh Butler doesn't make the trip. And you just look at it and you go, this is impossible. And what do? Now listen, I want you to understand something, because this is where I have the disconnect and I can't reconcile this. I don't want to take anything away because, A, that staff deserves an unbelievable amount of credit because they made changes. They did. And I don't think unless you really pay attention, you will know. But they changed their blocking scheme up front. I saw very little, if any, power. It almost looked like a pure zone scheme up front. But they changed. They didn't rotate a bunch of linemen. Now, part of that is we don't have a bunch that are healthy. But they played the same five guys, something that State is famous for not doing. You got to give them credit. You know what else, too? Look, I ripped the hell out of Dave Warner because I don't like him. And ultimately it falls on D'Antonio because, well, Warner works for D'Antonio. But you know what I didn't see on Saturday? I didn't see too many zany play calls. I saw things that made some sense. Now, again, there's always going to be stuff I don't like. Short side option, I'll never like it. Running a jet sweep motion to swing past Felton before the fake field goal, I'm never going to like that. That's just not a winning play. But overall, it was all right. Wasn't bad. And the staff deserves credit there. Now, the players deserve an immense amount of credit, because if you're going to bag on them like I do for last week, where I go, guys, your season's slipping away. It's homecoming. You're at home. You're better than this team you're playing. You can't look the way you look. You got to give them credit for going on the road when nobody, myself included, didn't believe they could win. And they were amazing. The swagger was there. Jumping around on the sidelines. Lewerke, demonstrative with teammates. And not in a bad way. But just watching the body language of our quarterback, watching the body language of our defense, guys flying around, emotion, energy, you can't take away from that. Now, here's the problem. I don't think it's fair to just credit Michigan State and go, this is amazing, everything is awesome. I don't believe everything's awesome. I can still love it as a fan. I can still enjoy it. I can still say this is great because outside of a rare occurrence like end of John L. or end of Bobby, you never root against your own team. It doesn't happen. But look, we got to call a spade here now. A, I don't believe everything is awesome. And B, guys, can we just level? James Franklin's awful. And Penn State in that game, man, did they contribute to their own demise. So on one, like, look, Penn State dropped 4 interceptions. I can't overlook that. That would make me what I hate. I hate, you know, the shill for a team. I hate those people. I'm not that guy. If I don't acknowledge that Penn State dropped 4 picks, if I don't acknowledge McSorley idiotically running out of bounds on the last third down or falling down on a fourth down or them missing a chip shot 36-yard field goal or James Franklin going full-on Franklin and for whatever reason going man cover with no safety help on the Felton Davis play because the safety was at the line of scrimmage covering no one. Look, if I don't acknowledge those things, then I'm no good because then I become what I hate. So on one end, it's like, okay, D'Antonio makes me look dumb. That ain't going to be the last time. Because I don't blindly believe. I don't. It's why I'm not religious. Like, I can't just blindly believe that a dude lived inside of a whale or talking snakes. Like, I can't do that. I can't blindly believe and just go, well, I got to trust Mark. No, wait a second now. I got numbers that tell me I can't fully buy it. But then he pulls stuff like this, and you go, you know what? It's always going to be this way. I'm always going to look stupid, which is fine, because I left and I lost caring about being right and wrong a long time ago. My job is to give you my opinion, be entertaining about it, and I don't lie to you. I mean, I'm a Spartan fan, but I'm different than most of you guys. There's just no two ways about it. I have a pro sports mentality. I am an East Coast bleep hole. That's me. I can't be anybody else. But I'm thrilled that they won, but do I believe that all of a sudden everything's great? No. Do I believe that all of a sudden they're going to run the tape? No. Am I more hopeful about this week than I was a week ago? Yes, of course. Am I more confident that these players as a locker room can come together and maybe produce a higher caliber of football than we've seen? Yes. Because as bad as Penn State was in spots, we were out there with half an offense. We were out there with no healthy receivers. And in order to take advantage of good luck, you got to be in a game. So I have to give credit to my the Spartans. I have to give credit to the players and the coaches. But I also have to acknowledge where I'm at. And I go, man, it's such a difficult place to reside for me because MSU football is like the one thing I have in sports. This job has taken everything else. I can't be passionate about everything all the time because I'm a human being. I'm 37, not a kid anymore. MSU football is that one very personal thing to me. And I think what gets in the way for me is I so fiercely want this thing to get back where it was that anything that I view as inefficient or subpar, I launch because I ain't got time for it. That's a pro sports mentality. And it's flawed, but it's me. Do I believe D'Antonio must make further changes? Of course I do. Did they make changes for Penn State? They did. They deserve credit for that. But in the same token that I'm not going to downplay the win and poo-poo it, I'm not going to sit there and talk all about Penn State. I'm not going to sit there and act like everything is awesome because I'm looking at us losing 2 brutal games to Arizona State and Northwestern before we made changes. And then I got to wrap my mind around going out there with exponentially less talent on the road against a team off a bye week and pulling off one of the great victories D'Antonio has on his resume, and he's got plenty of them. It's an incredibly difficult spot because I'm supposed to come on the air and tell you, hey, this is what's going to happen. I think A or B. I have no idea. I openly admit it. I have no clue right now. I look at last week. I look at this week. Look like two completely different teams. I look at D'Antonio emotionally, week one, week two here, two completely different people. I look at the changes the staff made, and I go, encouragement. Maybe the injury report gets a little better. Maybe we can put a little something together here. But then I have to remind myself of where this thing is at. So I'd love to talk to you about it. I know David has some questions regarding fandom. I want to, again, David doesn't share with me pre-show. He just said, he talks to me like I'm a dog. I have questions for you. Yes, David. Oh, we'll handle it on the air. Okay. All right. All right. But apparently David's friends have questions. So I will answer them. But I want to just open it up and wrap. And if you're a Michigan fan, don't panic. We'll get to you. But this is far more juicy. You know, me eating crow is sexy for people. Fine by me. Happy to do it. I will, you know what? Here, I'd like to be wrong all the way to a table for eight at St. Elmo's on a Friday night before the Big Ten title game, okay? I hope I'm dead wrong. But I can't change me. And I can't change how I feel about things until I'm proven wrong. That was step one this week, no question. But it's going to take a lot more than that. We need to be real. I've resided in the real for a long time. And sometimes I'm going to be right, sometimes I'm going to be wrong. This one, I screwed the pooch. And like I said, that's why I've been wearing D'Antonio's nuts as a chandelier all weekend. He's always going to do this to me because it doesn't make sense what they did. But they did it. Just like 15 at Ohio State. It just doesn't add up. But they did it. And if those players are going to play the way they played, and that staff is going to make some big calls. Look, that fake punt could be, I don't know, but could be season defining. Because at that very moment, D'Antonio said, here's the deal, guys. You may not believe in yourselves. I believe in you. We're going to win this game. And I'm going to do things that are going to put you in a position to win. Faking that punt was unbelievably ballsy and way out of character for him. D'Antonio never fakes things early in a game. Usually, almost exclusively, second half. A big call. Big, big call. The toss pass to Hayward. It's a big call. The fake field goal. Big call. Didn't work. Still a big call. But, again, I got a hard time acting like everything's perfect. I can't do that either. I'm really in the middle on this. 248-539-9797. We'll welcome in Sully. I have to answer questions from David because David is very upset with me. We'll do that next. Lots to do. Michigan, I will get you involved at 245. And in the same sense that I'm going to get my ass spanked here, I'm going to be spanking your ass at 240 because it's a game of I told you so. I told you Wisconsin had no chance to win that game. I told you they suck. I told you you'd blow them out. I hope you made money off of it. At least you're equal for how wrong I was about Michigan State.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.